Hi, this is Ian Griffin with another edition of ProTrack Profile in the Professionally Speaking podcast series. I'm here with Lauren Mayer, who's been with the ProTrack class this year since January. Hello, Lauren. How are you doing?
Hi, Ian. Good. Doing great.
So I understand you do comedy, and your specialty is, how does that work for you?
I'm a humor speaker, but my specialty is customizing, where I get information about the client, their issues, their product, their sales strategy, and either write it in advance or do it on site, where I see what's going on in the meeting, and then I write comedy and song parodies about what the client is going through or the goals of the event. So that's sort of my little specialty niche.
So that one you do at the event, would that typically be given at the end, like as a summary?
Frequently I've done that at the end. I've done it for a couple of clients where I've attended the day's worth of meetings and then wrote things about it. But I've also done things right on site where I go in, ask people in the audience questions and put them into songs right there. Usually I get a little bit of prep work, or if nothing else, I just go online and look at the website.
So what's the secret? That sounds pretty much like a high wire act. You've got to be funny right there and then. Have you had a long background in stand-up comedy, or how did you get the skills to do this?
I got the skills by writing really quickly. I had worked for a long time with a partner doing corporate theater, which is similar but usually involving more of a production company. And we would sometimes get situations where we would only have a day or two to, and I did all the writing. I'd only have a day or two to do the writing, or we'd get on site and find out that that EVP that we did a whole bit about has been fired, and we had to change it 5 minutes before the program. And I discovered that I was really good at writing quickly. I don't write comedy particularly well, just sort of random. I do it best by booking a gig, and then the desperation of pressure is usually a really good motivator. So I found that I was good at it and could come up with things also from doing both corporate theater and some stand-up. You have to be really quick on your feet with hecklers or with things that happen. I think the best way I honed those skills was doing cabaret in gay bars, because that is an audience that will be very appreciative, but if you say something they disagree with, they will let you know. Although frequently involved explaining to these guys that I was actually female and not just an underdone drag.
So what tip, is there any tip you can share with listeners who don't have comedy in their speaking career right now? I mean, is there any sort of do's and don'ts just in a couple of minutes here that, or even, you know, how do you write something that's funny?
Well, I definitely think there are some people who are naturally funny, or who see, maybe I just see things in a warped way. I always see the funny side of things, and it's not that I think every speaker can just go out and take a class and suddenly be funny, but I think part of it is that at least with corporate audiences, and I think generally to get the audience on your side, you don't make fun of them. You can laugh with them. With the corporate stuff, it's finding the things that are sort of hot buttons for employees and having fun with it so that they feel acknowledged rather than making fun of them. It's always a good idea to make fun of leadership or the competition, because that gets the audience on your side. And just a little bit of prep work. I mean, I was working with one of my ProTrack team members who is a psychiatrist, and just had her say something about, I'm a psychiatrist, but I'm not going to analyze you. It's not hilariously funny, but it diffused that, oh my gosh, she's a psychiatrist, and is she going to be really weird with us or something? Just that kind of thing to diffuse the tension. So another tip I find is just, you know, you can always refer to what a comedian has said. If you acknowledge them, that's not stealing quotes from Mark Twain, quotes from Mae West, anything like that. I did a lot of public speaking in high school and became sort of known for quoting Tom Lehrer lyrics, because that there was always, he wrote about any kind of current event. You could usually find a Tom Lehrer lyric that would be appropriate, or likewise a Mae West quote or something by, you know, Jay Leno, somebody like that.
You mentioned leadership. Now, if you go into a company, do you clear it? It probably is funny to most employees if you say something about the CEO or the department head. Do you always clear it with that person first, or do you kind of just do it in a way that won't offend the guy or the woman who's being the object of the humor, if you like?
Well, I always clear my, if it's custom written, I always clear the general script if I'm going to be doing it in advance, and the tone of it if I'm going to be writing on set. I always clear that with my client, which is usually either the human resources person or the event person or the meeting manager. Not always the CEO in question, but I make sure, does he have a sense of humor? Is she going to be okay with this? That's number one. Number two is I never make the humor anything anybody would be uncomfortable with. Mm-hmm. Not about the guy being bald unless he is known for being very vain about his toupee. Not for having driving tickets, but if she is very proud of her brand new hybrid car. That kind of thing. Peccadillos in a business sense, like somebody who always sends out a cartoon on the, you know, the weekly email update or is known for incredibly rambling voicemail messages. Those are the kinds of things that people in general don't take offense, but you also double check, is this somebody who's going to be okay with it?
Yes.
So yes, you always check.
Okay. So you mentioned ProTrack and having worked with one of your colleagues. We're getting near the end now. There's only really two more meetings left this year. How's the value of ProTrack been for you? It sounds like you're pretty accomplished at speaking, so you didn't come here for presentation skills, maybe. What have you found of value this year?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, just the support of the incredible people in it has been great. The speaking and the writing were not things that I didn't feel comfortable with, but I've certainly learned a lot about both of those. What I'm not good at is the marketing end. I'm a complete, I forget even which side, left brain and right brain, whatever side is creative, I'm fine with. Whatever side is management and organization, I'm terrible with. And I don't like marketing, and I'm not good at it, and I resist it. So what I've learned from this is how to market as a speaker, how to segue from that sort of more corporate theater entertainment to really, I mean, there's a value to humor speaking. And so, you know, the people who've talked about how to get business plans going, I actually hired one of the, Cynthia Riggs, rather, who did the program on one-page business plan, the tips on getting your marketing strategies together, Michael Lee's program on how to sell and how to use products, how to get your niche, find your focus, defining yourself in terms of how you're going to stand out but also be a recognizable topic. All that stuff has been invaluable.
Great. Well, thanks a lot.
It's my pleasure. And I'm sad it's over, but I hope I'll come back.
Thank you.